Excellence, le micro est à vous, Monsieur le Secrétaire Général de l'OEA.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency Foreign Minister Ulrich Nicolas, Excellency Secretary of State, Mr. Michel Peña, members of the High-Level Inter-American Mission, representatives of the diplomatic community present in Haiti, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen. We are indeed pleased that the deposit of the instruments of ratification of the Inter-American Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Persons with Disabilities, which as you have heard was adopted in 1999 in Guatemala City at the 29th OAS General Assembly, takes place during the visit of this high-level Inter-American Mission. This is indeed an important moment not only for the Republic of Haiti, but certainly for the Organization of American States, and I believe that it shows the level of commitment, the dedication of the government of Haiti to inclusiveness and the integration of all people and sectors into the management of public affairs. We welcome the efforts of the Haitian authorities, and I must mention especially the Secretary of State for Integration of Persons with Disabilities, Mr. Peña, which resulted in the ratification by the Parliament of the Convention in March of this year. And while this deposit is an important and a historic step forward, we believe that the government of Haiti is even going further, as you have heard, by drafting a national document on public policies towards persons with disabilities. And we look forward to the approval of the bill by the House of Deputies and the Senate when it's presented to the Congress. So in closing, let me reaffirm the commitment of the Organization of American States through its country office in Haiti that we will continue to provide support to the work of the Secretariat of the State for the Integration of Persons with Disability and the organizations of civil society in this regard. I cannot end without thanking those countries who have made our efforts in Haiti possible. I want to highlight the contribution made by the government of the United States. The first project, which ended a couple of weeks ago, was funded to the amount of $750,000 by USAID. And the second phase continues with a $350,000 grant from USAID again. So this is a very good opportunity to say that the OAS, through its technical secretariat at the headquarters, but through the OAS office here, with special recognition for our staff member, Carolina Hernandez, who has been at the forefront of this project from the beginning, to reaffirm that the OAS will continue its efforts in full force over the coming period. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much.